Vibe check, Dustin. How are we feeling?
Surprisingly very good.
Mm-hmm.
Good vibes.
Can I ask, is it because we've kind of been through and kind of maybe gotten through some of the anxiety, right? Because we have talked a lot about this, and a lot of it has been uncertainty, anxiousness, all that kind of stuff. Is it that we've talked about that, or is it about the fact that it's Orlando? Is that helping things?
I think it's Orlando. That's part of it. I think it's the fact we're at home to start the first couple of games. I don't know. I mean, if we were playing the Knicks, I'd be freaking out.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that, because we kind of got into this in the pre-show, you, me, and Keith, where on one hand, I actually agree. I think the fact, you know, I said the other day, I feel like people around the NBA are sleeping on this series. People? I don't think that has as much to do with the Cavs as it does the Magic. I think the Magic, from an interest standpoint, like Banchero is a special player. He's probably 65% of the player he's going to be 3 years from now. Like, and beyond that, like, not a lot of people clamoring for Franz Wagner analysis. Jalen Suggs is a nice, like, they've got nice players, but they don't have a true definitive superstar yet. And this is the first time they made the playoffs. And was it 12 years? It's something ungodly.
I don't know. I remember they were pretty good back in, what, 09, 10?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When they had Dwight Howard.
And really, since Dwight Howard, they've just not consistently put together good teams. And they've had.
I will tell you this much, man. I do have nightmares about that Magic series that the Cavs lost Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
Oh.
It will still go down as one of the great unexplained mysteries.
There's not a lot of people I don't like in the world, in terms of athlete wise. Like, not that I don't like them as a person, and just they annoy me.
Uh huh.
And it was Hedo Turkoglu.
Oh, really? I thought you were gonna go Dwight Howard.
No.
Who is one of the all time phoniest human beings. There is nothing better than Stan Van Gundy talking to the media about how Dwight Howard was trying to get him fired, only for Dwight Howard to show up in his press conference, all smiles, and put his arm around Stan Van Gundy and call him my guy, Stan Van Gundy. That will go down. I'm actually surprised that isn't more of like an indelible image for fans, because when I think of Dwight Howard, it's the first thing. It's not the fact that there was a time where he was legitimately the best big man in the game.
Oh, by far.
And
before his back issues, he was great.
And you know what, man? I also think, with all due respect to the person, I think the man ended up making enough money that at some point
he stopped caring.
I think he
stopped caring about winning.
I think he enjoyed the NBA lifestyle as much as he did. Like, yeah, the game did change. We kind of forgot about that. You mentioned the back injury. The game deprioritized bigs who were not great shooters, mm-hmm, from beyond, you know, the interior part there, or the low post. So, like, that also happened. I also think we kind of saw a guy that was like, you know what? I keep getting paid. I keep making money. I have a different dime piece on my arm. Like, I kind of felt that way about James Harden for a minute, of where it was just like, oh, he likes the NBA lifestyle more than he cares necessarily about winning. But, like, specific to this, yeah, I think the Magic are a tough sell. I mean, I think that's why I think, listen, if it had been Cavs-Knicks, there's no way it would have been a first, a 1 p.m. tip. I don't even know if it was Cavs-Pacers, it would have been. Because Halliburton you can sell. Pascal Siakam.
Cavs-Pacers scares me.
But I think the Mat, in terms of marketability, in terms of. But you know what, though? I actually think it's a positive thing. I think the lack of buzz in this series in some ways takes some of the pressure off for the Cavs. Like, yes, in Cleveland, all we're talking about is, and I mean, it was Keith actually put this in in our DMs, a Bleacher Report story on. Oh no, sorry, excuse me. It was The Athletic's Josh Robinson, Sam Amick, an anonymous NBA Amick. Executive, Amick. An anonymous NBA executive said the trade situation around Mitchell is very real, and that teams will pursue him as soon as the offseason begins. That's GMs, that's executives calling their shots. That's what that is there are sharks circling the Cleveland Cavaliers, and there are people just, this is a, hey, Donovan, I know I'm anonymous, but you know, If this series doesn't go the way you want it to, hey, we're over here. We're very interested. I think this is a way that the NBA lets star players who might maybe be getting impatient, let them know how much interest they would have. That being said, like, yes, there is pressure. Yes, there's pressure on JB Bickerstaff. Can you show us you're a playoff coach? Yes, there's pressure on Donovan because his legacy is at stake every time he gets bounced out in the first round of the playoffs, 100%. But when you're going up against the Magic, it's 1 p.m. tip. The lights aren't going to be that bright. So, like, on one hand, I think tomorrow is ripe for a statement game by the Cavaliers.
What would be a statement to you?
Just going out there and beating the brakes off the Magic. Giving them, last year you got your welcome to the NBA playoffs moment by the Knicks, who, even though they didn't have worlds more playoff experience, they had more guys on their roster. Jalen Brunson had just come off that run with Dallas the year before. They had guys with playoff experience, and they woke your ass up. That's what I think you can do in this series. And I think everything that they do well, you do sort of have an answer for, right? Like we mentioned Paolo Banchero versus Evan. I know they've got length. I know that they're a team defensively that has a lot of skill. Jonathan Isaac is, by the way, we probably should have mentioned him at some point this week. It's another really important and integral part of what they do. But do they really have a true answer for Donovan? I don't know. Do they have anybody that can stop Donovan? If Donovan's at 100%, I don't know.
Who's going to be on him? Suggs?
I would imagine Suggs. Yeah. But, like, even then, Suggs is a very nice player, by the way. And his style can be grating to try and play against.
Very
but, like,
nice player.
You don't have a counter to Donovan. So, yeah, like, a statement game to me is you go out there, and even if you're not, quote-unquote, the more physical team, you play harder and it's obvious. Like, that's a statement I want to see. Because I think if you play harder tomorrow afternoon, I think you win the game. The Cavs are the more talented team. When the more talented team plays the hardest, the more talented team wins. We see that. Like, a lot of the regular season, oh no, how did that happen, losses, are the better team simply didn't show up. And that's honestly, if we're being real, happened a lot with the Cavaliers in the final 20 games of this year. So I'm not trying to say it's as simple as show up and you're going to win, but you are the more talented team. If you show up and you don't have the first quarter false start that we've seen them have a bunch of times, if you don't have that third quarter, we're up by 20, maybe we'll go ahead. No, if you play four quarters of basketball tomorrow, you should be able to make the statement, which is we're the better team. We've got home court advantage, and we're going to play harder. And then to me, it becomes about the Magic. Can you respond? Which puts us in a great situation for Monday. But, like, yeah, like, that's the statement I'm talking about. I don't need you to push them around or beat them up. I just need to show in every way you're doing every little thing you can win. That's not about physicality. That's just about effort, focus. And focusing together as a team.
The one thing I do agree with you on is that the Magic are such a young team, mm-hmm. that have never been here, that they could be shell-shocked. You know, starting on the road against the Cavs team, they've been to the playoffs. I don't care if it's the play-in tournament, it's the playoffs. Back-to-back years. Okay, so these guys understand the level of intensity. I just hope they bring it and learn from last year. And maybe they can catch the Magic off guard and hopefully the Magic feel like the Cavaliers felt like last year against New York.
Yeah, I mean, so getting back to it, do you think a statement game is possible? It sounds like we're kind of saying the same thing. I just want to make sure.
I expect them to win. The spread's 4. I think they're going to win by 10.
And I'll be honest with you, I'd love to see Donovan being the guy leading the way. Because that's a statement in more than one way. One, it is I'm ready for this challenge, and I'm going to be closer to the guy that I was my final playoff appearance in Utah, where I think he averaged like 27 or 28 points per game, than the guy he was last year who was worn down. And then the other thing, I think it shows you is you're 100%, which is even more of a concern, not even thinking about last year's playoffs, but because of being in and out of the lineup the final 20 games of the season.
We're just being physical with each other, really. Just buffing each other while we're going through plays, holding each other, grabbing. Yeah, just in practice, just trying to be physical with one another. Yeah, we just got a chance like that into the game on Saturday and for the rest of the series.
Darius Garland, Cavs point guard. That's kind of one of the guys we haven't really talked about going into this game. Him talking about the team preparing for physicality in the playoffs and what the Cavs have kind of done to do that. Like I said, I would like to see – it's more about how do you handle physicality than trying to play out of type. And that's – the Cavs, I don't want to say they're a finesse team, but I don't know the way – as they're currently constructed, I don't know they'll ever be a physical team with two – not limited, but one more limited offensive player at center and another player that's kind of still growing as an offensive player. So two rim-running bigs and then two undersized – guards. I don't know they'll ever be physical as currently constructed, but it's more about how do you handle that physicality. We do have Daryl Ryder of 92.3 The Fan fame. We'll talk with him about the Cavs series. We'll also get his thoughts on the Browns coming up. But I asked you whether the Cavs have to have a statement in this game. In terms of Darius, where do we start with the expectations for him? I know where we start the expectations for Donovan. I have my own expectations for Evan. Darius is the guy that I've thought about this a lot. I have no idea whether he will be capable himself of flipping the switch for the playoffs.
I honestly have no idea what to expect out of Darius. He's inconsistent. Like the one night he can go out there and he can give you 25. He can give you more than 25.
Mm-hmm.
But other nights he can go out there and give you 11.
Yeah.
Or less.
It's so funny, though. Like, the thing you're talking about, it's really specific to this year.
Mm.
Like, he was...
I feel like he was so much better last year.
He was so consistent. Now, I do think it's a cumulative thing. Like, the guy has just been... had the crap kicked out of him. But, like, if Darius isn't going to be... One of the things I think really hurt him late in the season is, whether it's a strength thing or whether it's a health thing or whether it's a mental thing because of how many times he's been hit in the face... I'll be honest, dude. Like one of his great strengths is his ability to finish at the rim, and that was taken away for the most part in the second half of the season since he came back from the injury. And you add that to the fact that clearly he was not consistent at the end of games, and his shooting was not as good overall. I mean, the 3-point numbers haven't dipped that much, but like in terms of little things like being able to drive to the basket. I think that's something to watch for. I really think it's like, okay, does he go, knowing that it's more physical, knowing that you're taking shots to the dome during the regular season and getting the crap kicked out of you, like that's going to be tenfold now in the playoffs. Is that still a thing? Is it still in your head? Are you still reticent to go to the rim? Because if so, he kind of makes himself a less dimensional player, and that is something. It might not hurt you in this series, but it will hurt you in the playoffs if he can't find that Darius swagger, the thing that allows him to score on multiple levels.
Not only does he worry me a little bit in this series, and you bring up some good points there about the physicality, but Jared Allen scares me a little bit too.
I kind of think this is a perfect opportunity to like prove it.
Oh, I think he could too, but I think he was definitely shell-shocked last year.
Yeah. Like
he's the one, he got pushed around.
Let me just be, I don't want to hear about the lights being too bright this year and for any game, let alone a game. Now, we kind of started the show talking about this. I wanted to kind of get back to this. Is one game all it's going to take for you?
Yeah.
So if they go out and no matter how they win, so we're going to throw style points out before we get to that. Is one game enough to get you fully on the Cavs bandwagon, believing that they'll do more than just win the series?
I mean, it'll give me definite optimism going into Monday. And I'll feel like Monday is going to be an easy win if they're able to win on Saturday. But things can turn around. You know, I mean, you still got to go to Orlando. They're tough at home. I don't know. I do think that Cleveland fans, and we'll be downtown on Monday if they win Saturday convincingly. Hell, even if they just win the game, it's going to feel really good.
I think style points would go a long way.
Yeah.
I think getting a 20-point win where Donovan looks like MVP Donovan and Evan holds down the fort on Paolo Banchero, like, I think that is enough. A comfortable win and a dominant performance by Donovan offensively and dominant defensive performance by Evan, that's the kind of thing that will make it more than just win, more than just one win. Let's be honest, they should win. But, like, I know we're all a little, okay, you know, I mean, I've listened to plenty of the NBA podcasts. Zach Lowe is like, oh, yeah, the Magic can absolutely win this series. He's right, by the way. If the Cavs show up with the same energy, effort, focus, mentality of last year, the Magic can absolutely catch them if they're not playing good basketball. The Cavs can also win this series with a B-plus or A-minus effort. When I say effort, I mean like play. I mean, you need to have A-plus effort in the playoffs. But in terms of the way they play, over seven games or over five games, six games, whatever it is, they really only need a B-plus kind of level of game from themselves to beat this Magic team. Mm-hmm. That's how much better I think the Cavs are than the Magic. Weighting things like who's your best player, the playoff experience thing, and even some of the different intricacies of the matchup. But you play a C-plus game, and this thing's going seven. You play anything less than that.
Boy, Nick, I really do hope it's a five-game series.
I see the advantage of – I'm kind of fascinated about where the Cavs are and how much basketball they need to get in a great rhythm. I think some of the second-half concerns were – it wasn't just injuries. It was confidence. It was confidence mixed with, at times, weird overconfidence in other games. Like where they just got really confident that they were going to win a game and then it kind of got snatched from them. I don't know that a full series is enough. They're in a weird position where just get through this series because you need to get healthy. And they're also at the spot of like, man, a seven-game series might help you get more ready for Boston than a five-game series. Assuming you're healthy, because more basketball together and being able to deal with the grind of a seven-game series – that's the kind of thing that could unite you, and maybe all of a sudden you're playing good basketball going into the Celtics series.
I completely disagree with you.
On what?
What you just said.
Which part?
You think if they go seven games, it's going to help the team. I completely disagree. Vehemently, Nick.
Well, no.
No, I do, because I think that this team is talented, but also have been banged up, especially late in the season. And the more rest we can get, more so for number 45, that's Donovan Mitchell, the better. I don't need him going seven games in this series. I need him as fresh and rested, and all these dudes, you're going to need every swing and you know what for a series against Boston.
Usually. And by the way, the health thing is totally valid. That is the push and pull of this. Usually, I just want to get through a series as quick as humanly possible. What I think complicates it, and I think it's a complication, not a certainty. What I think complicates it is you just haven't played a lot of basketball together. That's more where it is. Like seven games together versus five games together going to the Boston series. Mm-hmm. I think I don't know that five games is enough to play with synergy, to get momentum. And when I say momentum, I'm talking about how you play, not necessarily from game to game. We know that doesn't necessarily exist, but maybe that momentum and confidence that you need to be able to go out and give Boston your best effort. And I'll be honest, I don't know seven games is enough. I don't know if there's enough time to build the kind of momentum you need to. And that's not a cynicism thing. It's a legit I don't know. But I think it's something that's very interesting going into this series. Let's go with Daryl. Welcome to the show, Daryl.
What's going on, man?
Not much, buddy. What you got?
You know, when it comes to a statement game, I think I'm thinking a little bit different. As far as a statement game, I would rather see them come out, play a complete game as a team, not lean heavily on Donovan. Maybe Jared finishes with 15 and 10, Donovan 20 and whatever, and then maybe get a good 16 out of Darius. I just want to see them go out and play a complete game, face a little bit of adversity, adjust to the adversity, and take the game. You know, you can go out and blow out anybody on any given night, But if we could go out as a unit and show that we're ready for this and we're able to play and we're ready to play as a unit, I think that's more of a statement. That's the statement I want to say.
Daryl, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. Go Cavs.
All right.
Daryl giving us a call there.
Couldn't give a go Cavs back? He just gave a, no, I think he's all
pretty,
right.
I think he's just hanging out. I think he's got the all car right. dinging in the background.